Good morning. My name is Michael Gellenbeck, and I'm from Guthrie, Oklahoma. It's been a pleasure to be here with you all this week. Appreciate the Lord's faithfulness to each one of us, and thank the Lord for His guidance. It's been wonderful the past couple months. Appreciate all your prayers and support for our family. I have a message that I felt like the Lord laid on my heart. I'd like to just leave with us, and hopefully we can all take this home with us. This is kind of the last of the camp meetings, and we're going back to our work and school and our families and our daily life. And the Lord has a much greater purpose than just living a mundane life. He has a purpose for each one of our lives, and He has victory for us all through the year.
Yes, He does.
And He has a wonderful plan of us being all used by Him this year. Now, not in the future, but now. And I'd like to go to Hebrews 11 and read about some of these heroes. We'll start Hebrews 11 and 8. Maybe I'll write the title on the board here. Hebrews 11 and 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promises in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And I want to focus today on the 13th verse. These brothers and sisters, this was mainly talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob here, and maybe Noah. But they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. The definition of pilgrim, the biblical definition here, is one of them is resident foreigner. And they all lived here, but they knew they wouldn't stay here. And Abraham dwelt in the land of promise. God told him, I'm giving you this land, but yet he dwelt there as a stranger, and he didn't set his heart there. Even though God told him he could have this land, he put his heart for another city that hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And this pilgrim mentality I want us to have is not one of poor and needy and not having what we need, but it's one of promise, and it's
right.
Taken by faith.
That's right.
Before we ever see it with our literal eyes. These men, this scripture just came alive to me. They died in faith. They died in faith. They didn't see it with their literal eyes, but they accepted it like it had already been given to them. And they had not received the promises, literally, but they saw them afar off. How did they see them? How did they see the promises of God? They saw them through eyes of faith. And their faith was so strong that they were persuaded of them. They They believed it with all of their heart. They took it in and were just confident in it. They said they embraced them. It's like a progression here. They had faith. The Lord spoke to their hearts. They were persuaded, and then they weren't only persuaded, but they embraced it. They said, this is my identity. This is the honor that I get to carry, is that I'm a child of God and that I'm called for a greater purpose, and that even though He's promised these things, I haven't seen them yet, I'm claiming them as mine. And they were even looking for something greater than what God had even promised on this earth. And in our lives, we have a lot that God has promised us. These men had faith, a lot of faith. I think they show us up a lot sometimes because they didn't have the luxury of history like we did. They didn't have the Holy Spirit dispensation like we did. And yet they embraced something that was very foreign to the world. It was foreign to even them. Noah moved with fear. He believed. He built an ark to the saving of his soul. He saw the solution before anyone else saw a problem. He saw the problem and the solution. And the Lord wants to give us these eyes of faith and prudence to be able to see so far down the road that it lifts us up above our struggles and the temptations that we have, maybe the things that are causing us to fail. He has such a greater purpose than us falling prey to those things. So these men saw the vision and they were persuaded. They embraced them. It took on their identity, and then they confessed them to other people. They told others about them, that yes, we are strangers and pilgrims on the earth. But as we read, as we're not going to read at all, but as you read through Hebrews 11, we see all these men of faith, men of honor. They were strangers to the world, but yet they weren't in need. They had all the assets of heaven at their use. They may have been foreigners, but yet, see what these men did. They didn't live poor and needy, and we are poor and needy in a sense, but when we're a child of the King, we have all of heaven behind us. And we don't have to be poor and needy. These men didn't live like that. They lived, some of them lived in tents, some of them lived in king's palaces. Daniel, Esther, and David was a king himself. These men fought battles. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. And it was all in confessing that they were called to a greater purpose than this current life they were just living. So they declare plainly that they seek a country. And it goes on to say, if they had been mindful, they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. I take it this way, that scripture means that if they had been earthly minded, they could have gone back. They could have been very successful in where they were at. And I think we can all say that about ourselves today, is that we all have been raised with, a lot of us have been raised with good work ethic and honesty, and we can be very successful in this life. And I've seen families, and I'm not thinking among us, but those that really poured their lives into their kids, and their children just turned out to be very hardworking, honest, and they use it selfishly on themselves, and they've enriched themselves. And, you know, these men, if they had opportunity, if they had been mindful, they could have returned. And they could have lived a comfortable life. But Abraham, it was a type and a shadow for us.
Yes, it was.
They lived in tents.
Yes.
In the land of promise.
Thank the Lord.
And we have so much ability in today's world. We can be so comfortable just in our little corner of the world, and we can say, well, I'm a stranger and a pilgrim, so I'm going to go get in my comfort zone and live a nice little life. But the Lord wants us to have the mentality that we're on the move.
That's right.
And we're a pilgrim going to a city that has foundations that's far more important than we can build with our little hands and with our minds. I hope that in this we can have the understanding that God has a much better plan than us to live in failure. Let's go to the 33rd verse, and we'll get a little clearer picture of some of these heroes who through faith subdued kingdoms. I think of Joshua subduing kingdoms, not in his own power, but God told him, as I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. And Joshua took it by faith. They wrought righteousness. I think of Nehemiah. And he brought the word back to the people after they had been in Babylon. And he started establishing some of those things that God required. And he did it all on his own. When you read the book of Nehemiah, you can see that Nehemiah felt alone sometimes. He went out and he visited the walls alone. And then there in the last chapter of Nehemiah, he said, Lord, look on what I've done and accept my sacrifice. I can't remember exactly how he said that. But, you know, living as a pilgrim is not always the comfortable thing to do. And living as a pilgrim means you're probably blazing a trail. And these men were all trailblazers in their day. They obtained promises. Think of Caleb and Joshua. They obtained promises, and they took things that other people weren't willing to take. Caleb said, give me that mountain. He was not afraid because he had the promises of God on his side. They stopped the mouths of lions. Think of Daniel. Quenched the violence of fire. The three Hebrew boys. Escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Think of David and Hezekiah for that. Wax valiant and fight. Turn to flight the armies of aliens. These men, it talks about some of the heroic deeds, but then it says others, well, or women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And then down toward the last of this, it said, all these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. And that last scripture gives me great pause. Because from what I can understand in the commentary, that the fulfillment of the Old Testament, the New Testament, the dispensations, Christ was not going to return to receive his own until the New Testament was fulfilled. God was not going to call the world into judgment. And so it says, they without us should not be made perfect. So that tells me that we have a part to play in this story as well. And these brothers fulfilled it in their day, and now it's our time to fulfill it in our day. When it says that they without us should not be made perfect, I think of the fullness of Christ. God is waiting for a day to call this world into judgment, and He is wanting us to be faithful, just like these men were faithful, where we can say we have a part. It gives me great humility, and it's hard for me to say when I get to heaven, I hope my name can be here in this list too, because these were heroes of faith. But the Lord has it for us. We can claim it. We can confess it. We can embrace it, that God has a life of faith for us to live, a life of victory for us to live, where when we get to heaven, we can cast our crowns before the Lord with these brothers here and say, it's not anything I did, but it is the Lord working through me and giving me eyes to see something heavenly, something eternal, something so more important than this feeble life. I want to talk a little bit about pilgrims and being a leader. You know, when we go to school, we still have some young people here, and we have some that are graduated too in their work. But we deal with peer pressure, and in your younger years, I think it's a little worse, at least it was for me. But these men did not worry about peer pressure. They were pilgrims and strangers, partly because they didn't compare themselves among themselves. They were on a different path. And you know, we're on a different path today. The things that the world is turned on by or turned off by or hates or despises, those things God has chosen. And we need to embrace those things. You know, I say that if the world thinks ill or odd of us, then I say that's what I embrace. Bring it on. You know, we're living for such a higher purpose, and we don't go around with a haughty attitude or proud or anything like that, but we are confessing to them, come on with us. I want you to also see this heavenly vision that the Lord wants us each to have. You know, we have no excuse but to follow this. These men only had faith in what the Lord had directed to them, but we have the Word, we have the Spirit, we have history, we have so many around us that can help us and assist us and pray with us. I want us to all live like a pilgrim in this world. We don't want the things of the world, the riches of the world, the allurements in any way, whether it's evil immorality, those kind of temptations, or whether it's just living a comfortable life just where we're at, not really focused on a mission for the Lord. The Lord wants us to not get comfortable here in this world. Amen. And it doesn't mean that we have to live so uncomfortable, but we just have to be where the Lord wants us to be. These men, there is such a broad range of how they live their lives, and there's going to be a broad range of how we live our lives today. Some the Lord's going to call to the mission field. Some the Lord is going to put in places of leadership, and He wants us all to have this mind that we are a pilgrim in this world, but yet we are affecting our world. We are a force for good, not a quiet force that is just in the background, but we are a trailblazing force in our schools, among our peers. We don't have to be like the world. I say if we're trying to fit in with the world, then that's dangerous territory. I want to read a little bit about the three Hebrew children, because it lists them stop the violence of fire. Like they had, you know, they had obviously got a very good victory there. But then it says others not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Those brothers were to this point before they got to their victory. They were already saying, I'm not accepting deliverance. They said, if it be so, well, I'll read up there in the 16th verse, Daniel 3 and 16 through 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. So they were committed before they ever saw the victory. And I want to challenge us today that the Lord has something much greater than falling to failure in our temptations. And I don't want to be harsh, but the scripture says if you can't run, if you can't run with the footmen, and if they weary thee, how will you deal with the horses or something? You know, we don't know what we face, and we don't fear that, because the Lord gives us grace for each and every day. But the Lord wants to give us sound victory right here in each one of these little battles, because he has a greater purpose. Just like these men, when we get to heaven, these are going to be the men that we're around. And we want to be able to have stars in our crown too, where we have victories. And, you know, the blood of Jesus will save even those in the 11th hour. And I don't want to be harsh. Maybe for those who haven't lived a life committed to Christ, there is still opportunity. But there is such a better way for us to live. The Lord has one of fulfillment all through our lives. If we really look for fulfillment, that's really what the world is looking for. They tell me, I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. Well, we find our happiness in our sacrifice. And these men sacrificed all through their lives. They were uncomfortable. You think about those three Hebrew boys. That had to be a very uncomfortable position before they ever got in the fire. But it wasn't uncomfortable when they got in the fire. The Lord made it comfortable. But it was an uncomfortable position when they were standing when everyone else was kneeling. I can tell you that. I think of David. He was in an uncomfortable position as a young man, standing there with the ridicule of those he loved and telling him to go back home and all these things. But yet, David said, is there not a cause? There is a greater cause today. So, I think of these brothers, it said, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and dens and caves of the earth. You know, I hope that I can have a testimony by the grace of God, not by my own strength, that I can say I'm not worthy, but the Lord through me, working through the faith that we can all have, working through the purpose that is so much greater than this life, we can say that he has made us worthy in him. And it is a purpose in life that we live greater than this world. And if we live greater than this world, if we have more victory than this world has to offer, then we can put our name here that says the world was not worthy, because we don't live to the world. We live to a heavenly world. Thank the Lord for His blessings to us today. I don't have a long message, but I want us to be challenged to live as a pilgrim, not given to this world, not given to the temptations of the world. The young people, the Lord has a great purpose for you this year. You pray for me.